910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's the final night of the event, and it will end with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Montana Senator Steve Daines among the early speakers.
Never forget, these liberal senators voted to impeach President Trump twice. And I will tell you, an America First majority will stand with President Trump.
The delegates will hear from pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and the chair of the UFC, Dana White, before the former president addresses the delegates. ABC Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
And Kid Rock is going to perform. This is ABC News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says applications allowing workers to access the paychecks in advance are essentially providing a loan, and they should be subject to the Truth in Lending Act. The agency's proposed a rule that would let borrowers compare products. There's a lot to be learned from Amazon's two-day sales, specifically how shoppers shop.
Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coupe.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Coupe Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Batons.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is The Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's the final night of the event, and it will end with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Montana Senator Steve Daines among the early speakers.
Never forget, these liberal senators voted to impeach President Trump twice. And I will tell you, an America First majority will stand with President Trump.
The delegates will hear from pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and the chair of the UFC, Dana White, before the former president addresses the delegates. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
And Kid Rock is going to perform. This is ABC News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says applications allowing workers to access the paychecks in advance are essentially providing a loan, and they should be subject to the Truth in Lending Act. The agency's proposed a rule that would let borrowers compare products. There's a lot to be learned from Amazon's two-day sales, specifically how shoppers shop.
Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's the final night of the event, and it will end with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Montana Senator Steve Daines among the early speakers.
Never forget, these liberal senators voted to impeach President Trump twice. And I will tell you, an America First majority will stand with President Trump.
The delegates will hear from pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and the chair of the UFC, Dana White, before the former president addresses the delegates. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
And Kid Rock is going to perform. This is ABC News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says applications allowing workers to access the paychecks in advance are essentially providing a loan, and they should be subject to the Truth in Lending Act. The agency's proposed a rule that would let borrowers compare products. There's a lot to be learned from Amazon's two-day sales, specifically how shoppers shop.
Prime Day's record Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's the final night of the event, and it will end with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Montana Senator Steve Daines among the early speakers.
Never forget, these liberal senators voted to impeach President Trump twice. And I will tell you, an America First majority will stand with President Trump.
The delegates will hear from pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and the chair of the UFC, Dana White, before the former president addresses the delegates. ABC Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
And Kid Rock is going to perform. This is ABC News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says applications allowing workers to access the paychecks in advance are essentially providing a loan, and they should be subject to the Truth in Lending Act. The agency's proposed a rule that would let borrowers compare products. There's a lot to be learned from Amazon's 2-day sales, specifically how shoppers shop.
Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's the final night of the event, and it will end with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Montana Senator Steve Daines among the early speakers.
Never forget, these liberal senators voted to impeach President Trump twice. And I will tell you, an America First majority will stand with President Trump.
The delegates will hear from pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and the chair of the UFC, Dana White, before the former president addresses the delegates. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
And Kid Rock is going to perform. This is ABC News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says applications allowing workers to access the paychecks in advance are essentially providing a loan, and they should be subject to the Truth in Lending Act. The agency's proposed a rule that would let borrowers compare products. There's a lot to be learned from Amazon's two-day sales, specifically how shoppers shop.
Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cubes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Batons.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's the final night of the event, and it will end with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Montana Senator Steve Daines among the early speakers.
Never forget, these liberal senators voted to impeach President Trump twice. And I will tell you, an America First majority will stand with President Trump.
The delegates will hear from pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and the chair of the UFC, Dana White, before the former president addresses the delegates. ABC Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
And Kid Rock is going to perform. This is ABC News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says applications allowing workers to access the paychecks in advance are essentially providing a loan, and they should be subject to the Truth in Lending Act. The agency's proposed a rule that would let borrowers compare products. There's a lot to be learned from Amazon's two-day sales, specifically how shoppers shop.
Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's the final night of the event, and it will end with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Montana Senator Steve Daines among the early speakers.
Never forget, these liberal senators voted to impeach President Trump twice. And I will tell you, an America First majority will stand with President Trump.
The delegates will hear from pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and the chair of the UFC, Dana White, before the former president addresses the delegates. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
And Kid Rock is going to perform. This is ABC News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says applications allowing workers to access the paychecks in advance are essentially providing a loan, and they should be subject to the Truth in Lending Act. The agency's proposed a rule that would let borrowers compare products. There's a lot to be learned from Amazon's two-day sales, specifically how shoppers shop.
Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He's really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's the final night of the event, and it will end with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Montana Senator Steve Daines among the early speakers.
Never forget, these liberal senators voted to impeach President Trump twice. And I will tell you, an America First majority will stand with President Trump.
The delegates will hear from pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and the chair of the UFC, Dana White, before the former president addresses the delegates. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
And Kid Rock is going to perform. This is ABC News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says applications allowing workers to access the paychecks in advance are essentially providing a loan, and they should be subject to the Truth in Lending Act. The agency's proposed a rule that would let borrowers compare products. There's a lot to be learned from Amazon's two-day sales, specifically how shoppers shop.
Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is The Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's the final night of the event, and it will end with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Montana Senator Steve Daines among the early speakers.
Never forget, these liberal senators voted to impeach President Trump twice. And I will tell you, an America First majority will stand with President Trump.
The delegates will hear from pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and the chair of the UFC, Dana White, before the former president addresses the delegates. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
And Kid Rock is going to perform. This is ABC News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says applications allowing workers to access the paychecks in advance are essentially providing a loan, and they should be subject to the Truth in Lending Act. The agency's proposed a rule that would let borrowers compare products. There's a lot to be learned from Amazon's two-day sales, specifically how shoppers shop.
Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
Don Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coops.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is The Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's the final night of the event, and it will end with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Montana Senator Steve Daines among the early speakers.
Never forget, these liberal senators voted to impeach President Trump twice. And I will tell you, an America First majority will stand with President Trump.
The delegates will hear from pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and the chair of the UFC, Dana White, before the former president addresses the delegates. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
And Kid Rock is going to perform. This is ABC News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says applications allowing workers to access the paychecks in advance are essentially providing a loan, and they should be subject to the Truth in Lending Act. The agency's proposed a rule that would let borrowers compare products. There's a lot to be learned from Amazon's two-day sales, specifically how shoppers shop.
Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's the final night of the event, and it will end with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Montana Senator Steve Daines among the early speakers.
Never forget, these liberal senators voted to impeach President Trump twice. And I will tell you, an America First majority will stand with President Trump.
The delegates will hear from pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and the chair of the UFC, Dana White, before the former president addresses the delegates. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
And Kid Rock is going to perform. This is ABC News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says applications allowing workers to access the paychecks in advance are essentially providing a loan, and they should be subject to the Truth in Lending Act. The agency's proposed a rule that would let borrowers compare products. There's a lot to be learned from Amazon's two-day sales, specifically how shoppers shop.
Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's the final night of the event, and it will end with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Montana Senator Steve Daines among the early speakers.
Never forget, these liberal senators voted to impeach President Trump twice. And I will tell you, an America First majority will stand with President Trump.
The delegates will hear from pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and the chair of the UFC, Dana White, before the former president addresses the delegates. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
And Kid Rock is going to perform. This is ABC News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says applications allowing workers to access the paychecks in advance are essentially providing a loan, and they should be subject to the Truth in Lending Act. The agency's proposed a rule that would let borrowers compare products. There's a lot to be learned from Amazon's two-day sales, specifically how shoppers shop.
Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's the final night of the event, and it will end with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Montana Senator Steve Daines among the early speakers.
Never forget, these liberal senators voted to impeach President Trump twice. And I will tell you, an America First majority will stand with President Trump.
The delegates will hear from pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and the chair of the UFC, Dana White, before the former president addresses the delegates. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
And Kid Rock is going to perform. This is ABC News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says applications allowing workers to access the paychecks in advance are essentially providing a loan, and they should be subject to the Truth in Lending Act. The agency's proposed a rule that would let borrowers compare products. There's a lot to be learned from Amazon's two-day sales, specifically how shoppers shop.
Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coupe.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Coupe Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. It's the final night of the event, and it will end with Donald Trump accepting the party's nomination for president. Montana Senator Steve Daines among the early speakers.
Never forget, these liberal senators voted to impeach President Trump twice. And I will tell you, an America First majority will stand with President Trump.
The delegates will hear from pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and the chair of the UFC, Dana White, before the former president addresses the delegates. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
In a call with ABC's Jonathan Carl earlier this week, Donald Trump said instead of an angry humdinger, he'll deliver a unifying message to the country. It'll be the first time we'll publicly hear from the former president since the assassination attempt last weekend.
And Kid Rock is going to perform. This is ABC News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says applications allowing workers to access the paychecks in advance are essentially providing a loan, and they should be subject to the Truth in Lending Act. The agency's proposed a rule that would let borrowers compare products. There's a lot to be learned from Amazon's two-day sales, specifically how shoppers shop.
Prime Day's record Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stocks closed lower today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is The Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump will accept the Republican Party's presidential nomination later this evening. But ABC's Rachel Scott says after he came within inches of a would-be assassin's bullet, he's changed his speech.
Donald Trump says that he has rewritten tonight's speech to focus solely on unity. He says he does not even plan to mention President Joe Biden's name once. Of course, the former president has a long history of pushing politically divisive rhetoric. So the question now, is this a new Donald Trump? And how long does that call for unity last?
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo compared the former president's foreign policy to President Biden's.
Donald Trump will every day, I saw it firsthand, he will put America first.
Pompeo touched on the wars in Gaza and Ukraine and a surge in migrants at the southern border. This is ABC News. The government has signed off on a vaping product.
The FDA did not give its approval or its endorsement, but it did allow the best-selling e-cigarette in the U.S. to remain on the market. Vuse Alto sales can continue, but only the tobacco-flavored version. Manufacturer Reynolds American's challenging the FDA's rejection of its menthol product. Vuse accounted for 40% of all U.S. vaping sales last year, most for menthol products, which are still available pending that court's decision. Brian Clark, ABC News.
New York will be using a new weapons detection technology in the city's subways in the coming days. Screeners will be used to locate guns. The same technology has been used at the Met City Field. The Grateful Dead, Bonnie Raitt, composer Arturo Sandoval, and the iconic Apollo Theater among those that will be honored this year, the 47th Annual Kennedy Center Honors. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and...
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.